Welcome to the Guides on Common Scams. Most of us have come across financial scam cases in the news or on other social media platforms. But how much do we really know about these scams? Here's a mini guide on the latest tactics to help you prepare, protect yourself, and spot the signs. The first common scam is known as the Macau scam. You'll receive a call from someone claiming to be an officer from the bank or police or other authority figure. The caller has evidence that you have committed a crime, for example, money laundering, drug trafficking, or maybe have been involved in a hit-and-run accident. You will be instructed to deposit your money with that authority figure for investigation of illegal transactions, with the assurance that all your funds will be returned to you when your case has been cleared. There will be threats to freeze your accounts or arrest or court actions taken against you if you do not cooperate. Remember to perform the below actions if you have received any calls. Firstly, if you receive these kind of calls, hang up immediately and do not transfer your money as requested. Secondly, if you are told your bank account is linked to a crime, go to the bank directly for confirmation. Moving on to the second common scam, the TAC scam. Transaction Authorization Code is the 6-digit code required to confirm and complete your online transactions. You'll receive a call from someone who claims their TAC SMS was wrongly sent to you. The caller may sound very polite, asking you to give the code you received in order for them to complete an urgent transaction. Remember to perform the below actions if you have received any TAC code. TAC is always sent to the mobile number registered with the bank and tied to your account, so it cannot be wrongly sent. Never share your TAC with anyone else. Last, the third common scam is known as the phishing scam. Firstly, you will receive an SMS or email that claims to be from your bank or other authority figure. Secondly, the message will direct you to click on a link that opens to a fake website. Thirdly, you'll be asked to update your personal information, banking, or other online login details. Finally, the caller will threaten to close or suspend your account if you do not respond as instructed. Remember to perform the below action if you have received any SMS or email. Firstly, the bank will never request any personal or banking information via SMS, email, or social media. Secondly, be very careful when you click on links received under unsolicited emails or SMS. Finally, always type the online banking web address, for example, www.hongleongconnect.my, into your browser to enter the bank's official platform and only enter your password and login details if you have seen your security picture that you have selected during registration. In summary, never share your personal information or TAC with anyone, even if the party requesting such information claims to be from a bank, Bank Negara Malaysia, or other authority figure. Also, you are required to create a strong online banking password that uses a combination of alphabets, numbers, and symbols, and change it regularly. Lastly, check your transactions alert promptly and monitor your account balances and statements on a regular basis. If you detect unauthorized transactions, report it to your bank immediately. Now that you hopefully are familiar with the common scams, stay tuned to our next guide.